feeling cold? It's a slight little cold, yeah. So all of you are here for the first time in Madhuban. Good. So as soon as you entered Madhuban campus, what did you feel? Very light and very peaceful. How did you feel? What was your thoughts? At last. Did you have that feeling? Ha, now I'm here. Yeah? We're longing to be here. Right? So this is a sign of our soul. Right? Baba's children. One who recognizes Baba and who accepts Baba as their father. And the moment when we come to Baba's home, the knowledge is always there, but the feeling is always so deep. Right? You have been here before. Right? You get that feeling. Oh, this is my home. You know? Might be you are in this birth, you are coming for the first time, but then you feel, yes, this is my home. Right? So this seems that then you are on the right path. Right? Because one is that Baba has chosen you. Right? Do you feel Baba has chosen you or you have chosen Baba? Or you have chosen Baba? Huh? What do you feel? Baba has chosen you or you have chosen Baba? Yes. Baba has chosen us, right? There are hundreds and millions of people out there who might be, you know, more capable, more smarter, more intellectual, more wealthier. In every way, they might be better than us. But then, Baba chose me. Baba has seen something in each one of us, right? So that's the reason Baba has chosen each one of us. And that's the reason that we have recognized Baba. There are many people who come and take 7 days course. There are many who come to Murli also. But then later on, they are not able to continue because the right recognition is not there. So each one of your intellect has recognized Baba. And that's the reason you are here. Right? And many people would love to come to Madhuban. You know, they might have made their bookings, they might be planning for years, but then one or the other reason they won't be able to reach here. So that is also your fortune that you are able to come here. Right? This is like spiritual hub, right? Madhuban is like spiritual capital. So whatever efforts that you make here, being in Madhuban for maybe you are here for 8 days, 10 days, the amount of efforts that you can make in this short period of time, maybe in 1 week or 10 days, you won't be able to make that much effort back at home. Yeah? Because of the atmosphere, because of your own things to do. Here, one is that this atmosphere is spiritually charged completely. And when we look at the whole world, this is the most powerful place. Right? Do you feel so? Yeah? Because God is working here. God has descended and He is working. Through Brahma Baba, He did that in Pandav Bhavan and then later on through Avyakta Bab Dada. So that's the reason this is the most powerful place. Many saints and sages, you know, many spiritual people, they come here. Religious people, they come here. And they recognize, oh, this is the most powerful place on earth. So, you know, we have to accept that. And we know the reason behind that. Why this is the most powerful place. That God is working through His children here. And this is a lighthouse. So you have that fortune to come here, visit that place, and to be here, stay here for quite some time. When we go to the temples or when people, devotees go to a worship place, just for one vision, one darshan, you know, just it takes half a minute. That's it, they are pushed off. They are hardly able to experience that power. But then here, Baba is making us stay in his home, feeding us, Brahma Bhojan, the most powerful food. Right? The food that has been cooked by yogis, powerful yogis. Right? So we are so fortunate. When we make a list of fortune that we are having, how long would that be? How long would that be? How fortunate are you? How fortunate are you? Just fortunate, 100 times fortunate, multi-million times fortunate, right? In Hindi there are words like Sobhagyashali, Sobhagyashali, Padam Guna Bhagyashali, right? So each one of us are multi-million times fortunate. Because in our each step, there is multi-million times income. We are earning an income through our each step. Means each decisions that we have. Each choices that we make hundreds and millions of dollars, rupees, how much? Jewels. Right? So we are so fortunate to have that guidance from Baba. For Baba being our companion and you know always being there for us. So, when God is giving us so much, right, only in this confluence age that God gives us so much because it is a direct connection with Baba. Because we have recognized Baba, there are no vaya. It's direct connection with Baba. So having the direct connection, Baba is giving us so much. Not only for this birth, but for the coming 21 births. Right. So what is our responsibility? What is our responsibility? Or do we have any responsibility? When Baba is giving us so much, we are always on the receiving end and just take and take? Or do we have any responsibility? Give back. To whom? Baba wants anything? Baba doesn't want anything. He is most selfless server. Right? So he's the giver. He's the bestower. And that doesn't mean... Does that mean that we should not give back anything? In the form of seva and follow Srimad. By doing all of these things, by following Srimad, by doing seva, by giving others the knowledge that I have received, am I giving back to Baba anything? Or are we giving ourselves something? Are we giving Baba something or are we giving ourselves something? Yeah, obviously. By doing all of things for Baba, following Baba's Srimad and doing Seva, doing whatever Baba is asking us to do, we are benefiting ourselves. Right? So here in Confluence Age, Baba is there for us in all relations. And Baba is also our guide, our Sadguru. Right? So he guides us to take the maximum benefit of this Confluence Age. Because only in this Confluence Age, we are able to accumulate and we are able to erase all karmic accounts of our previous births. This is the only time that it is possible. Right? So then Baba guides us to do it in a very easy manner. Anyway, during destruction, all the souls will go back home. Have to go back home to Paramdham. But then, those who do it on the basis of Baba Srimad, they will be able to go very smoothly. With less punishment. Less struggle. But then, those who don't follow, they will have to struggle to clear their accounts. Right? So, when we follow Baba Srimad, so it becomes easier for me to clear my accounts and go back home with love, with Baba. Right? So, whatever guidance that Baba gives us is for the benefit of the self, for our own benefit. The more we bind ourselves in Baba Srimad, more powerful we can become. More, you know, free we can become. We can become much more freer, much more lighter. Right? So this is not a bondage. This Srimad is not a bondage. It is a discipline. When I follow these disciplines with love, it is for my own benefit. Right? So there are many disciplines that Baba has asked us to follow. Today you are going to get that ring. Not today, maybe in the tomorrow or day after tomorrow, in a few days you will get a ring from Baba, from Baba's home. That means you are getting engaged to Baba. Think about it. Are you ready for the commitment? Are you ready for the commitment? Yeah? Because this gathering, this spiritual gathering is not just like any other gatherings, right? In other gatherings, what happens? Just they listen to the knowledge, they listen, it's good, it's good, it's good, and they go away. But here, this is an education. We are here to transform ourselves. We are here to become completely satopradhan, completely elevated. It's not just listening from one ear and just letting go of through the another ear. Right? Here, we are here for a purpose. So when we are here for a purpose, then we need to understand the depth of that purpose also. This is not an easy job, right? It is not just a thing of one day or the other, one day or 15 days. It is a lifelong process. Until we live in this body, we have to have that discipline. We have to have that. Discipline is also not heavy because we are doing it out of love. Right? It is not a burden, but it is out of commitment and out of love that we are doing. Right? So when you are here, then Baba says you have to be a Rajyogi throughout the day. Right? So being here in Madhuban, to be a yogi for the whole day, it's easier. It's easy. Because you're surrounded with that atmosphere, you're surrounded with those people. It's easy. But when we go back home, Are we just morning yogis? Or are we yogis for 24/7? What do you say? Are you a morning yogi? Are you a yogi for throughout the day? 24 hours? Huh? Morning anyway, we will get up, do our Amrit Vela, do our Murli class. That is a yogi life. But then, again you change your role, right? You have to make your breakfast and then go to your job, do whatever you are doing, take care of your family. But whilst doing all of that, are you still a yogi? What do you say? Huh? Maybe you will be changing your clothes. That's okay. But here, to go to your office or go to your job place, you have to change your clothes anyway. That's the thing. But here in our minds and intellects, are we yogis at that time as well? Yes. That we have to maintain. Right? That is the reason we wake morning. Why do we have that spiritual life in the morning? In order to charge ourselves for throughout the day. Right? So we are 24/7 yogis no matter what role we are playing. So that is one of the commitment that we are doing today. Right? Whenever you have your ring, but before that, you will have that time to reflect on yourself. Am I ready for that commitment? Am I ready to bind myself in that bond of love? In that bond with Baba? Okay? Because, you have been told about, you have understood the knowledge, you have understood that God has come here. And he is doing his task of world transformation. So, but then, am I ready to give that one finger of support for that world's transformation? Right? Or one finger of support is? One finger of support is what? What is it that I am going to, each one of us going to give that one finger of support to Shiva Baba? What cooperation? What is that? Self-transformation. When I transform myself, so then I can inspire many others to transform, right? I don't have to preach, I don't have to show it through my words, but at least through my actions, I can contribute to that transformation, right? So drop and drop together makes the ocean. So you are included in that ocean now, right? You are included in the family. Are you ready to come into that family of Baba? You're already there, but you have to continue and become much more powerful. Right? So understanding the uniqueness, understanding the elevatedness of your life and what is it that you will be able to contribute more to the society. So this is the cooperation that we are giving to Baba. This is the cooperation that we are giving back. So whatever Baba has given me, I need to multiply that, right? A wise businessman is one who multiplies his wealth. So Baba is giving me, then I continue to multiply my wealth. Many times Baba asks, is it because of your fortune that you have come here? Or are you here to increase your fortune? Is it because of your fortune that you are here? Is it because of your fortune that you are here? Yes. And are you here to increase your fortune? Both yes, right? It's because of your fortune that Baba has chosen you. It is because of some speciality in each one of you that Baba has selected you. Right? And that is the reason you are here. And you are here to multiply your fortune. Right? We are the chosen one. So understanding the significance of confluence age, understanding the importance of our life, you know, don't let it go waste. Because, you know, this Brahmin life is equal to a diamond. Right? Baba has told. Golden age is golden life. Silver age, silver life. Copper age, copper life. Iron age, iron life. But then, are you from iron age? Are you in confluence age? Where are you? Where are you? Or one leg in iron age and one leg in confluence age? What do you say? One leg in iron age and one leg in confluence age? Some heads are going like this. What do you say? Or completely 100% confluence age? That should be the fact, right? That should be practically there. But then here, being here, we say, oh, I'm in confluence age. But then when you go back, will you be in confluence age or will you be in iron age? Yes, that consciousness, you know, might be you are there in the iron age, surrounded by Kalyugi world, surrounded by Kalyugi people, iron aged people, but then consciousness here. Who am I? That awareness should be constant. Yeah? When we are aware constantly that who am I? I'm God's child and I need to cooperate with Baba, whatever task that he is doing. So every day we listen to the Murli and every day Baba gives different awarenesses and different self-respect points. So when I'm aware of those things, might be physically I am in iron age, but then mentally I am in confluence age. That is what Baba wants us to do, right? Our life should be like a lotus. Being in the dirt of iron age, but then our life is beautiful like a lotus. Detached. I can be detached from the dirt, from the dirty water, only when I am having that consciousness. God consciousness. When I'm constantly having that awareness, who am I? I'm drawing everything from Baba, but I have to live there because that is Baba's Srimad. Right? But then not attached. Because I am gaining everything from Baba. That is a spiritual consciousness that we have to hold throughout the day. So then that becomes useful. So at least to follow, carry on from here. When you go back from Madhuban, you know, being here in Madhuban, you fill yourself completely, completely recharged. And then when you go back, at least, of course you have been following Baba Srimad and that's why you are here. But then after going back from here also, have that firm determination of at least following Baba's basic Srimad for the day, for the life. Because if you have that commitment, you know, that is a promise that you are making in Madhuban. So whatever promise that you are having in Madhuban, Baba gives you that strength to fulfill. So Baba gives you the strength, that love, because you are having that courage to do. Right? And Baba always says, put one step of courage ahead and then I will take you. How many steps? Thousand steps. Right? If I put one step of courage, Baba will take me ahead 1,000 steps. So if we make that determined thought here, that promise here, for anything of your life, to at least follow basic Srimad, few points. So Baba will give you courage. And then gradually you can add one by one. As you go ahead, you can add one by one. So what are the basic Srimad that Baba wants us to follow? For becoming a brand, of course, you are the basic Baba Srimad that we need to follow. Yeah, that's the later one. At least the first one. First one is Amrit Vela and Murli class. That is a must. Amrit Vela and Murli class would give us the strength. It gives the soul the strength to keep continuing. No matter what upheavals would come, but then Baba will give me the strength, support and love to keep going. Right? So this is very powerful also, and this is a must for a Brahmin life. Right? So don't discontinue these two things. That really gives you the power, gives you the strength to go ahead. And second one? Man Manava. Okay, all those things are consciousness, right? Okay, as you follow Amrit Vela and Murli class, different consciousness, this different things that you start to practice, and I'm speaking of something physical. When we do something physical, then that reflects in our mental state, right? So what is the second physical thing that we need to follow? Yes, sattvic bhojan is very much necessary, right? Of course, you have been following vegetarian and sattvic bhojan, pure food. But please continue that. Because that really affects your mind. Right? Because as the food, so the mind. Might be it's difficult. To come to Madhuban, okay, you made that effort. Oh, I want to go to Madhuban. I want to make that effort. I want to follow it and completely and then... But now that you have come to Madhuban, don't become light. Okay, then, I have gone to Madhuban, so I can be light after going back. Because it's like, directly the food that we take directly affects the stomach. Right? So then that reflects. No matter how much effort you make, you wake up Amrit Vela, listen to Murli class, you do yoga for many hours a day. But then if you are not following pure food, on one side you are making effort and on other side you are again putting negative energy into the body. So whatever effort you make, that neutralizes if you don't follow pure food. Right? So please try, and how much ever possible, maximum. Because when you live in the Laukiks, live with your Laukik family, it becomes a little bit difficult, of course. But then if you are determined, Baba will really help you. When this can happen only when you understand the importance of pure food. Okay, so when you understand the importance of pure food, then you will have that determination and courage to follow it. Because it's not the thing of one or two days, right? So when you travel, when you visit your Laukiks, when you visit your relatives, so it, all types of things would come up. But then you have to be yukti-yukt, Baba says. Don't hurt anyone, but then be yukti-yukt. And then you follow your... Because you have to be determined in your discipline, but then also be yukti-yukt. And then when you continue to do it, then you can see how much benefit there will be in your spiritual journey. Right? And the third thing is purity. Right? Purity is very much necessary on the path of spirituality. Right? So we have to continue doing that. If we want to achieve more, if we want to achieve heights in spirituality, then these three things is very much necessary. Only then we can experience that love of Baba, experience that strength, and continue on this journey, beautiful journey. Yeah? When we have to experience something, we have to let go of other things. We can't get anything free, right? If I want to experience this beautiful journey, I will have to let go of certain things. I will have to let go, renounce all that which is not benefiting me on the spiritual journey. Right? So think about it. Are you ready? Okay, until now you have been following, but are you ready to follow that even when you go back home? Because after wearing that ring, Baba's ring, you know, you are committed. You are engaged to Baba. So when you are engaged and committed to Baba, will you be able to go away? Right? So that brings you back. It's a either way, it's a two-way direction. You know, like when we see our rings, then it is like a recall. Okay, this is what commitment that I have done to Baba. Right? I have this relationship with Baba. So that reminds us who we are. And also, after having that commitment, Baba says, being God's child, you can't do certain things. Right? So are you ready for that commitment? Think for yourself. You have time. Okay? So if you're not ready for that commitment, well and good, it's okay. When you come back next year, might be you are ready for that commitment. But then if you are ready for it now, go for it. Because life is very short. Right? Don't know what happens when. So just go for it. Have that beautiful experience. And allow Baba in your life. You know? It's like that relationship that we are having, and we have to deepen that relationship. When we have that commitment, then we are allowing Baba into our lives, right? To influence us in each and everything. Nowadays, people want privacy, right? They want, you know, they want the room of their own when we can't interfere their lives. But here, now, I'm allowing Baba to interfere in my life. By allowing Baba to influence. Allowing the space. Because now it's not that what is it that I want to do. The consciousness shifts. What is it that Baba wants me to do? Right? When we shift this one thought, what is it that Baba wants me to do? And Baba is always there to guide me as a backbone, being there to support me. Right? So just it's so beautiful when we have God beside us every time, all the time, and being there for us. And this experience we can have only in this confluence age. Right? So all the best for your beautiful journey that you have started off, and you can take off. Right? So welcome again to Madhavan, your home. Yeah? Okay, we have few minutes before we finish this class. So if you have any questions, any things, any thoughts that you want to ask or anything, you're welcome to do so. No questions? Yes. Yes. Celibacy. Purity is celibacy. Right? Because it starts from there, right? When we have that celibacy, then purity of thoughts, purity of attitude and everything, that all those things are subtle things. When we have that physical purity, that will help us on our subtle levels of purity. That saves a lot of energy. Okay, all of you are satisfied and contented. Good. So now for half an hour, because the class will start at 11 o'clock, so you will have enough time now to reflect on whatever you want to do, right? Whatever I have told, and what is it that you, what commitment that you want to do for Baba, in front of Baba, right? So it's an inward journey. Talk to yourself. If you want to take the most of this confluence age, then what is it? Because without that discipline, you know even in Ramayana they said, Sita just crossed that line and then she was abducted by Ravan. She was kidnapped by Ravan. So what is that line of Srimad that I want to draw so that I can be safe? I want to be in. If we cross that line, then Maya is powerful out there. Ravan is powerful. We can be kidnapped. Right? So we need a little bit of courage, that's it. Later on, Baba will take care of it.